to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. Welcome back to the logbook for day 3 of our U.S. Virgin Islands sailing trip. Thus far, we've had stormy seas and a clogged head. What lies ahead in today's adventure? Friday, May 14th, 2021. Day 3 of our U.S. Virgin Islands trip began in Keneal Bay. As we waited for the chase boat technician to come and check out our head problem, Robert and Brett left their boat to go check on Robert's dive regulator. Our technician showed up a little before 10:30 and was quickly able to diagnose the issue and resolve it for us. Thankfully, he said it was not our fault. The head actually wasn't clogged, but the plumbing between the head and the tanks had become clogged. He poured some acid in the lines, and that was able to resolve the issue. He also shared an interesting story about his kidnapping in the BVI and why he carries a pistol with him while he works. Our issue and Brett and Robert's regulator issue were resolved around the same time, and so neither of us were holding up the other, and we left together to head for Water Lemon Key, or so I thought. We were planning to meet up with their boat this morning to get TJ's snorkeling gear. However, they decided to go to Carvel Rock for a dive that we did not know about. After sorting out where everyone was, we returned back to Carvel Rock. We were unsuccessful with a couple of anchoring attempts and could not find room near Carvel Rock, so we went ahead to Water Lemon Key. Water Lemon Key had several mooring balls available, and we nested up right near the key in Water Lemon Bay. I swam over to Brett's boat to discuss plans to get to Limeout and how long we would be able to spend at Water Lemon. With about 30 to 40 minutes to snorkel and play around with, we swam over to Water Lemon Key and looked around in the shallow, warm water at some of the marine life. We saw a few rays and some small fish, but nothing terribly exciting. TJ flew his drone and got some amazing video and photos while we were there. After dropping the lines on the mooring ball at Water Lemon, we headed around the corner and the top side of St. John towards Coral Bay, where we would anchor and try to head over to Limeout if there was time. As we rounded the east end of St. John, we raised the jib and picked up about a knot of speed with a little help from the wind as we were on a broad reach. As we turned around the southeast end of the island, the wind was more on our stern, making the wind a little less help. However, we did have the swell behind us, so we were surfing a little up to 8.5, almost 9 knots. As we made our final turn into Coral Harbor, the wind was directly off the stern, so we furled in the jib and motored towards our anchorage. Because a pre-ski is a 50-foot cat and a little faster than us with bigger engines, they beat us to the anchorage by a little bit, so we were able to situate ourselves nearby and drop the hook. Our first attempt dragged a little bit before we grabbed in the soft mud of Coral Bay. After staying on board briefly to make sure we weren't dragging, we dropped the dinghy and headed over to a pre-ski, picked up Aubrey, Cameron, and Beau, and headed over to Limeout to grab our floating seats. Brett had launched his drone and flown overhead for a little reconnaissance to see if there were seats available. I took the first load over to drop them off, and while I was preparing to come back and pick up the rest, Brett radioed to say that they would just stay behind and get Limeout tomorrow morning. So I headed back to Rendezvous to pick up Lindsay and Tripp and drop them off at Limeout. Then I tied up the dinghy on the dinghy mooring line and swam over to join them on our lily pad. Though we literally squeaked in at the last minute and closed them down, the tacos were just as amazing as I remembered. I once again had the rum pork tacos, plain, with just the meat and sauce, and again, they were incredible. The first bite reminded me that it was all worth it to get there, even if it was the last few minutes of them being open. After downing our tacos and drinks, Aubrey, Cameron, and Beau decided to swim back to their boat. Karen, TJ, Tripp, Lindsay, and I piled into the dinghy and motored alongside them to make sure that they got back successfully. I mean, after all, they were full of tacos. We pulled up to a pre-ski just to hang out and chat for a little bit. We wound up playing games, socializing, and leaving their boat at about midnight. It was an absolute blast and a great way to celebrate Karen being on board for her last night of the trip. She even cleaned up in one of the longest poker games I've ever seen, played with Brett and Suzanne's mini travel poker chips. All in all, it was an amazing day. Our head was cleaned out, our water maker had begun producing water, and we had got to spend time together as a group for a more extended period of time. I do not look forward to Karen leaving us tomorrow, but I am so grateful that she was able to come on this trip at all. I'm very thankful for the time that we got to spend together before she has to head back. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.